Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grumman, bringing you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five on it. Number one.
That's right, it's five on it with Rahimi, Harris, and Rohde. Yeah,
I can't take him seriously. I can't take
what
Robbie seriously.
Because
I'm flashing back to yesterday at this time.
Look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes. Tell me Josh Giddey's good. Question number one. None of the teams in the NFC North made trades at the deadline.
Well, they did, just not like...
Not any big splashes right here. Does that make you believe the Bears have a shot at taking the North? TDN.
Yeah, I think they have a shot. How could I sit here knowing that the Bears are a half game out of first place and think they don't have a shot? They still have four division games left. Two against the team that's in front of them at 5-2-1 in the Packers. I think the Bears have a chance. They just have to continue to get better. Now, a lot of that depends on who comes back on defense and when they come back.
Come back, TJ Edwards. Come back.
Well, he hasn't been like ruled out this week.
Don't you just blow the whistle if you're in the water on Titanic? You're like,
oh, wow. Yeah, that's very sad.
It's not. I mean, this isn't ending like Titanic.
Well, you say that. How do you know?
No, I was just illustrating my desperation.
Got it. Okay, that actually makes sense. But no, seriously, the Bears have a shot at taking the North. People don't want to hear this. Someone just complained on the text line about us talking about playoffs. And I was like, we actually haven't talked about playoffs, but I'm talking about it right now.
Sometimes people text us thinking we're another station.
Oh, is that what it is?
Perhaps.
Well, I'll say this. The road is there. They don't even have to win like the rest of their games to take the North. They just have to win their division games and they could take the North.
Okay, it's going to sound like a cop-out answer, but it's not. It's just facts. The NFC North is not the best division in football this year. Mm. You heard Charge talk about it. I'm pretty sure that's the NFC West.
Yes.
When you have arguably the two best teams in the same division, who are the two best in the NFC, that's kind of what gets you there. That's pretty much what happened last year in the Vikings and the Lions. Hate to be the bearer of obvious news. So that said, I think that there's, by virtue of that alone, a better chance that the Bears could indeed take the North. However, I think that the Lions have more talent than the Bears still.
Yes.
I don't like saying it. I wonder if that squirrely tie with Dallas is going to come back to bite the Packers somehow, but I'm pretty sure it only helps them. And I also look at just simple things like point differential. Packers are plus 40. Lions are plus 61. That is also an indicator of team success in the league. So I just don't know that the Bears are going to take the North yet.
I think the Vikings beating the Lions, the Packers losing to the Panthers, it kind of opens up your understanding of what these other teams are and maybe what they're not, more importantly. And as far as that tie, think about it this way, Layla. If they were to happen to split with the Packers, mm-hmm. and they end up with the same number of losses, the Bears have they're ahead of them because they don't have a tie. That's how I have to look at that. You don't have to be better than the Packers in the loss column. You just have to equal them in the loss column.
I do think that if you want to make the playoffs, then you have to look at this Giants win as one you have to have in order to get there.
That's 100% true.
So that's how I feel about it. But like, you're still having to play the Eagles and the Steelers, as we've mentioned, and the Packers twice. 49ers, then Lions.
The good news is that the Eagles still have to play the Lions and the Packers as well.
If only they had Hingle McCringleberry.
That would help. But, you know, one pump at a time.
Number two.
Bears running back DeAndre Swift told reporters at House Hall yesterday that he's good to go for Sunday's game against the Giants. Here's the question. Who would you rather get a majority of the carries versus the Giants, DeAndre Swift or Kyle Manungai?
This is no offense to the young yet successful Kyle Manungai. Got to be DeAndre Swift for me. He's shown to extend runs in a positive way. I mentioned the cutback lane success earlier. I feel like that's been really where you've seen him do work, is getting into that linebacker level of the defense. He's just showing off. And I think once the defense opposing from the Giants has to commit to DeAndre Swift, knowing that he will run outside, knowing that he is now a threat up the middle, that is going to change the shape of the opposing defense. If you establish DeAndre Swift, it will help establish everything else you're working with. So ends my TED Talk.
So
DeAndre Swift.
Here's the thing, Layla. I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to say Kyle Manungai, not a majority of the carries, but I think it should be a 50-50 split.
DJ can get in the mix. He's not going to get a majority. If that happens, something horrible has gone wrong.
No, but Manungai and DeAndre Swift, I think it should be a relative 50-50 split. The one thing I was impressed by the most about Manungai when he took over and just was running wild, it started between the tackles, but he started to get outside too. And that had me thinking creatively about other things that Ben Johnson can do, and the fact that maybe he doesn't have to have a certain way of doing things with one back is in the game versus the other. And if Manungai can do the things that Swift does, maybe not as well as we're talking about getting on the edge, but effectively enough, then I think Manungai is hands down the better runner between the tackles.
Were you trying to say that they were a Timu version of Sonic and Knuckles earlier? Was that you?
I said that's what we had been calling them, and maybe we should reevaluate how we were looking at them as a tandem. That's what I was saying.
I don't recall having those words come out of my mouth.
It wasn't me either. It was somebody else said dollar store. And then I said, you mean like the Timu version? Like as far as going back and forth with someone. It wasn't me, though.
I don't even think they were the discount version. I just think they were different people. We didn't really know if we even had a running back compliment like that yet.
Yeah, a 1-2 punch. And that's what we know, that Ben Johnson had a 1-2 punch at a very high level. And David Montgomery, obviously. And the other guy who's fast, what's his name?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs, best player in the NFC.
That's why I said it. To bait him. See how I bait him?
Did you hear my sigh there? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it was a vicious sigh.
He's the best offensive player. We can go down that road again, but I don't know.
But anyway, yeah.
Justin Jefferson is up the street.
Yes.
DeAndre Swift's also up the street. Not DeAndre Swift. Jahmyr Gibbs.
See? No, you said it. Mm-hmm. No, it's too late. You said what you said.
You played yourself.
Yeah.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Number three.
Before we get to our third question, everybody, listen up. It's Blackhawks and Josh Giddey in the bowl season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home screen advantage.
Here's add in the Josh Giddey?
That's what I want to know.
No, that was in the copy. Totally in the copy.
You didn't add it to the copy?
Third question. On Gil's Arena, former NBA All-Star Gilbert Arenas was asked, if he were to start an NBA team, who would he choose? Bulls guard Josh Giddey or Hornets guard LaMelo Ball? Here's what Gilbert Arenas had to say.
Yo, if you had to start a team to win a round.
Give me you said to win something?
To win, not sell. Who are you taking, Giddey or are you taking LaMelo Ball?
The reason you give me Giddey is because I don't have to be a smart general manager. Like if I have Giddey and I say, all right, let me get Maxey.
So that was Gilbert Arenas picking Josh Giddey. Good pick. If you were starting an NBA team, who would you choose, Josh Giddey or LaMelo Ball?
I don't know that I'm willing to say that LaMelo... That would mean that I'm out on LaMelo Ball. And I don't necessarily think that. I mean, didn't he have like 51 assists through the first five games or some wild number like that? Like, the guy can dish it.
He averages 9.8 assists per contest and 7.8 rebounds per contest to go along with his 23.3 points per game.
And he shoots at a really good clip as well.
He's a career 36.4% three-point shooter.
36.4 from three. So yes. Pretty much exactly what you want in a modern NBA player, correct?
It seems to be chalking up that way. Now, to be fair, Giddey, 23.1 points per game, 10 rebounds per game, 9.1 assists per game. And this year, he's shooting 41.9% from three. And last year, he shot a career best 37.8% from three.
This is of no offense to Giddey, but advantage Ball for me. You're it's still LaMelo. Yeah, especially because, you know, the team he's on, I think, kind of also dictates some of his stats could be even better. So as part of that body of work, and like I said, you know, his assists this year, 13, 9, 13, 8, and 8, and he even got 8 assists against Philly. I know the Bulls just beat Philly, but my point is, it's enough for me to still say I'm very confident on LaMelo Ball.
Incoming rebuttal.
Well, yeah, no. I'm giving it to her right now. I think it should be Giddey, and here's why.
Okay.
His true shooting percentage, much higher at 594 compared to the 546. He is better at field goal percentage, just the basic metric. He shoots just under 50% from the field. Melo throws up some crazy shots. Giddey is more team-oriented in everything that he does. Melo, to your point, his teammates aren't as good or developed as the Bulls. But I think the one thing that just I had to look up because I was like, I think this is true, but let me make sure. Melo's actually a year older than Giddey.
Yeah.
And so I think Giddey has more upside right now than what Melo is showing us. I think Melo is closer to his ceiling than Giddey is to his ceiling. So I'm going to go with Giddey.
My rebuttal was LaMelo Ball barely plays. Last year, 47 games. The year before that, 22. The year before that, 36. The guy doesn't play. It's like it just happens within the family. Like injuries have plagued that family.
That's a cheap shot.
I'm not saying it's contagious or it's like within the, but like those two guys just haven't played. And it's unfortunate because they're both really good. But Josh Giddey's the answer. Good job, everyone.
And then G-Lo's got that successful music career he's working on.
What's that song?
I must swerve round that corner.
Oh,
whoa.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Number four.
That was pretty good of me.
That totally, I think that hurts your Giddey argument right there.
Once again,
Tweaker.
I don't want to read this question. I really don't want to read this question, but it's on there. This is disgusting. Should the Cubs trade for Tarek Skubal?
Okay, can we first establish the arc surrounding Tarek Skubal, the story arc? You remember when baseball was begging the Detroit Tigers to not trade Tarek Skubal? Our friend Russ Dorsey was leading the charge because he's like, how are you ever going to build a contender if you trade your Hoss, the guy who at the time was being expected to win Cy Young's, and now, well, Tarek Skubal delivers. And he still was the one you depended on in the playoffs. And I know that this is still a discussion. It is silly that we're talking about it because you should keep your ace. But if you're not, Cubs, go get him. They need somebody like that. They need somebody who you can say, this is our stopper. And I don't have enough confidence in Justin Steele. He's going to have to earn it back for me because of his injuries. I didn't have that confidence in Jody Minaga for the last half of the season. So if Tarek Skubal is available, go get him. Here's my issue, though. You can't be bankrupt in the farm system to go to the NLDS. I'm going to need at least a CS out of you. So what else are you going to do to give people some run support then? This is not a one punch. This is a 1-2 punch combo.
So I've thought hard about this. If the man is made available, which I don't think he will be. I don't think the Tigers are trading Tarek Skubal. At least not in the offseason.
It's so strange that it has become a discussion point again among so many baseball writers.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hot stove, hot take topic. It's something that needs to be weighed in on by all the baseball writers, so I get it. But if the if Detroit is considering trading Tarek Skubal, then of course the Cubs should be kicking down that door to get Tarek Skubal. But I just don't think he's going to be available. But if he is available, the Cubs should be willing to throw considerable resources to getting a guy who can be a true ace. We just saw how important it is to have actual aces to develop. The only way you're getting past the Dodgers is with pitching. You got to be able to shut down their lineup of MVPs and future Hall of Famers.
You can't outpitch Yamamoto, dude.
You can equal it, though, and then roll the dice with it. That's your best chance, because the idea that you're going to just outslug them when they have a guy like Yamamoto on the mound, that's insane.
So, yeah, you try to get Tarek Skubal. That's the moral of this story. Do they really think they're not going to sign him after his free agency year? Is that where
the Tigers are cheap. They're very cheap, and they've been burned by long contracts that didn't go over very well. Obviously, with Zimmerman and Miguel Cabrera, those did not go well. But, hey, Cubs, if you really want Tarek Skubal, it's not going to be Owen Casey and some people. You're going to have to throw in a Nico Horner. You may have to throw in a Seiya Suzuki.
Stop.
You may have to throw in a Michael Bush. Tarek Skubal is the best pitcher in baseball. And if you think you could get him with Owen Casey and Mo Baller, good luck.
It's 1 year, though.
But it's the best pitcher in baseball.
That's why I think they're going to keep him. Other teams have better prospects also that they could give the Detroit Tigers to get a year of Tarek Skubal.
There's a lot of talk about how the Mariners could pull it off. And that's disturbing.
Because they can send back an actual major league ready top half of the rotation starting pitcher.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Number five.
Last question here on Five on It. With Raheemy Harrison Grody. Mark Grody will be here at 1:25 from House Hall. At what date should you put up your Christmas tree?
Thanksgiving.
Wait. You got to wait till Thanksgiving?
Yep. And I take it down before New Year's Day.
It doesn't get to New Year's Day?
They say after New Year's Day, it's bad luck.
Who?
They. These. My mom.
Okay. I was like, I need you to
Mom told me they say it. Thanksgiving. So, you know what the most disgusting display of this was? Hands down, the most disgusting time I ever saw this. It was at the end of the universe, according to Lewis Black, where in Houston there's a Starbucks across from a Starbucks, across the street. Not like office buildings. I'm talking like a one-story across the street from the other side.
So
and
you
not
mean
a
like
busy
right down
street.
Here at Wabash and Randolph.
And vaguely that wide of an intersection, like a pretty basic intersection. Nothing special to require multiple Starbucks traffic-wise. And on October 19th, where the heat index at the time was still 90 degrees at 6 a.m. 90-degree heat index at 6 in the damn morning. They had Christmas decorations up. And I'm like, this is disgusting. It doesn't even feel like pumpkin spice season. But it's 90 degrees outside and it's 6 a.m. And you all are insulting the calendar at this point.
What was the date?
With your holiday displays on October 19th. That's what I said.
Oh, before Halloween.
October 19th.
I was having trouble processing that.
That's what made me decide. Because of this ridiculousness, and this is a very high-end shopping center. Like, I'm talking all the oil money spends money there. It's one of those. And I'm like, yeah, no. We're not doing this.
Can I negotiate with you? What about November 1st? Halloween's over. Mariah has sung. It's time.
Mariah has Mariah time. That's time according to Mariah, which she doesn't acknowledge, if you'll recall. True. So I get why Mariah's like, all right, this is good enough. Halloween is past. Because it's Mariah. I am not Mariah Carey. Thanksgiving.
So you it offends your holiday sensibilities to sit down for Thanksgiving dinner and there's a Christmas tree in the next room.
No, it doesn't offend me. It's just not something I personally am doing.
Okay. I think
October 19th? Disgusting.
October 19th is a little ahead of the game, but I understand if you're a shopping center and you want people to start buying things, you just tell them it's holiday time and they are more likely to buy things. I think that the date is November 1st. I think that is something we can all agree on. November 1st is when you're saying, hey, Halloween's over. It's truly the holiday season. Put up the Christmas tree.
See, my issue now with Layla is you take it down like way too early. For me, I keep that tree up at least until the beginning of February. Like, I'm keeping that thing up. My house is festive. It's snowing outside. I'm keeping the tree up.
How long?
I keep it until the start of February. January, that tree is still rocking in the house.
I'm reading on the text line. 847 says, it's bad luck if you take it down before New Year's.
I've never heard that.
Okay.
Like, let's say you're watching a movie at night, you have your lights on, but the Christmas tree lights are on. Maybe you're watching a movie, like that set in the scene. So, comfy vibes.
Does this feel like Christmas to you?
Outside right now? Absolutely not.
There it is.
Well, I think November 1st is a little early.
But it's got to be about feel, too, I think. Now, in Houston, it's never going to feel like we think it feels Christmas feels like, but...
That was my point when you said the 9th. That's why I was asking, what date did you say?
October 19th.
Yeah.
I'm sure Clay Harbor may have an opinion about this. It's our week to have custody of Clay. Morning show got him last
week. I'm okay with shared custody because that means we don't have to like feed him or anything the other weeks.
Yeah, that would require some work. A lot of cooking. Yeah. So this is our weekend to have Clay. So Clay's here. We'll talk to him about that. The Bears tight ends getting love from the NFL. And a lot more. In fact, what about the cornerback who's going to be in town next week, Asante Samuel? Let's do that with Clay, too, next. It's all coming up on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.